The United Nations report has paved the way for the federal government to take a much stronger stance against asylum seekers. The High Commission for Refugees report points to greatly improved security in Sri Lanka and says it should not be presumed that Tamils now need asylum. The report will help the government decide whether to continue its freeze on Sri Lankan refugee applications. Turkey is threatening to cut ties with Israel for its deadly raid on a Turkish aid ship bound for Gaza. Turkey's foreign minister said Israel would lose its close ally unless it apologised or accepted findings from an international commission investigating the incident. Israel says it has no intention of apologising. AFL player Ben Cousins will undergo a test today after spending the night in intensive care. Richmond club officials say he had an adverse reaction to sleeping tablets. Cousins is a recovering drug addict, but the club says there's no suspicion his condition is related to the use of illicit substances. The board of the Reserve Bank will meet today and is tipped to leave official interest rates on hold. Most economists say volatile global markets will force the RBA to keep the cash rate at 4.5%. And two police officers will today seek an injunction against disciplinary action proposed by Queensland's crime watchdog over the death of Cameron Doomadgee.